You found us. Welcome to the Holminster Podcast, a church in the centre of Hull. Your place to worship, enjoy, explore and to belong. If you'd like more information in how you can get involved, visit our website at www.hullminster.org.
I want to begin with the opening lines from chapter 7 of the Lent book that we've been using at Holminster, written by Bishop Stephen Cottrell. The book's called The Things He Carried. He carried our sorrows. Nothing was too small for him. All the fragments were gathered up. And nothing was too large or too heavy. He carried the tiny, casual disappointments, the lost hopes and shattered dreams that reverberate through a lifetime. And he carried the huge, ravaging hurts where tragedy bites and the tectonic plates of a lifetime shift. He carried the lives that are lost before they have hardly begun, the lives cut short, and the lives that are savagely realigned by grief or injury or abuse. Bishop Stephen asks, how can we list all this pain? How can we account for it? Well, here we are getting to the heart of the matter, the matter of the life and death of Jesus. Deep within him, beyond the amazing teaching, the generous miracles, the kindly leading of an all too fallible band of disciples, behind this and more that Jesus accomplished in his short life, there was a sorrow like no other sorrow. It was a sorrow for the lost opportunities that being human offered our race. It wasn't a judgmental sorrow which blamed or raged at the foolishness that he saw all around him. It was a grieving sorrow, a knowledge of what could have been and yet which had not been accomplished. It had set off so well as we look through the eyes of the writer of the book of Genesis. Those days of explosive creative energy that had set in motion a glorious and beautiful world. And the writer says six times in that first chapter, and God saw that it was good. After God had created humankind in his own image, the writer records, God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. Do you remember that marvellous exhibition of Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel frescoes that we had in the Minster last autumn? The programme that we had had as its advertising one of the great pictures from the book of Genesis, the powerful pointing hand of God bringing life to Adam, that representative figure for the human race. Yet on Adam's face, I felt Michelangelo had painted a strange indifference, a detachment from the wonder that had been given, the potential that had been offered. It has been that strange indifference which besets us, so often overwhelming our God-given ambition. It was for that lost opportunity that Jesus was sorrowful. He could, of course, justifiably have shaken the dust off his feet and left us to our own devices. It's very tempting to give up when someone disappoints us, lets us down again and again. It's very understandable that people walk away. But Jesus didn't give up on us, despite the searing sorrow in his own heart. Instead of walking away, Jesus walked towards us, deeper and deeper into the heart of our story, until he met its most wretched expression. The desire not simply to ignore the good or to be indifferent towards it, but the desire to get rid of it altogether, to crucify it. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as the great prophet Isaiah saw it hundreds of years before Jesus, the Christ, came to be among us. Befitting the character of the one who had released his powerful creative ability into the world those many aeons ago, who had seen that his creation was good, there would be no change of heart. Jesus wanted the good, and that it should become a real possibility for the human race again. His sorrow for all that had been missed and lost and abandoned was channeled into that one supreme superhuman act which we've been following in Bishop Cottrell's moving Lent book. Jesus bore our infirmities and carried our diseases, as Isaiah had gone on to write. He was wounded for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole. And by his bruises, by his stripes, we are healed. As Bishop Stephen reminds us in chapter 7, he had the keys of the kingdom in one pierced hand and the balm of healing in the other. And he brought us both of them. He carried them. He carried our sorrows so that we could be free to become the creation he had always longed for, the new creation that we read about in both St. John and in St. Paul's letters. And the cross, that great plus sign over our human story, was the way he accomplished it. So we finish with a favourite prayer of mine, which is one of the collects in the Church's calendar, the collect for the second Sunday of Epiphany. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to one of our sermons. If you'd like to learn more about what we do, then follow us on social media or visit our website, www.holminster.org.